the gutter witness, the little lady, head up, hair out, don't make that face. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jay McInnes.
What's your name? Name? Quick.
And today we are going through the March 2024 market update. Now, there's been lots of activity taking place. The market seems to slowly be manipulating back to what we like to see, which is turnover activity. So highlights from this, Metro Vancouver listings are up 23% year over year. Finally, there's inventory. It's gonna be a lot of numbers to jump through today.
Do you wanna say your name?
Metro Vancouver activity, okay. What do we have? Listings, detached condos and townhouses. We have a collective 5,000 units come to market this March. So that is a 15.9% increase year over year, but a 9.5% decrease over the 10-year. But the short-term numbers is what we're looking for because we need the inventory. There's stuff out there right now, but there's a lot of not very good stuff. And the good stuff that comes to market, when it's priced accordingly, moves quickly, depending on what market segments you're looking in. You've seen multiple offers for the last handful of months, so on and so forth. So March total collective MLS listings all together, 10,500 right now, which is 22.5% increase year over year, as just stated, and a 6.5% above the 10-year average. So we're getting somewhere. March sales, 2,415 sales year over year, 4.7% down, and 10-year, 31.2% down. So you can understand what that means when we get into the ratios. So Metro Vancouver benchmark pricing, all properties, 1.196,800. So, are you comfortable? Do you wanna say your name yet? Okay. 1.196,800 all across all property types in Metro Vancouver. So that's a 4.5% increase year over year and a 1.1% increase month over month. So again, it never pays to wait. The prices keep going up. Yes, we've had 2 years of climbing and elevated interest rates, and the prices structurally are still going up. Just never pays to wait, though. So Metro Vancouver sales breakdown. Sales March detached 694, we're down year over year 5.4%. Detached benchmark for West Side houses, 2,007,900. That benchmark is up year over year 7.4% and up month over month 1.8. So again, price is climbing. Condos, 1,200 sales. Year over year, that's down 7.9%. Condo benchmark, $777,500 is up 5.7% year over year and up 0.9% month over month. Price is increasing. No matter what you think the environment is out there, price is increasing. Townhouses, 495 sales in March, a 6.2% year over year increase, which has a $1,012,800 benchmark price, which is 5% over the year over year and 1.7 month over month. So every segment, no matter how bad you think things are, how expensive rates are, how shitty the economy is, prices are up. So it has yet to show, unless you can pick like the month, that one 30-day slot, maybe it has never paid to wait. Now sales ratios, as we know, 0 to 12. You good? You wanna say hi yet? 0 to 12, buyer's market, 13 to 20, balance market, above 20, seller's market. So seller sales to active listing ratio, all full market, all inventory, detached condo townhouse, 23.8% in March, seller's market. Detached, 18.2% seller's market. Condos, 25.8% strong seller's market. Townhouse, 31.3%, the strongest seller's market. So yes, the inventory is coming slowly but surely. We got a big bump last month. Hopefully that continues. But for all of you who are out there in the market looking to buy, sellers have the leverage. If you're selling, what is it going to be in the next few months? If inventory continues to come, the severity of these sellers' market will of course soften, but right now you have the leverage. You're just fighting against the people's need. Do they need to do something right now? Are they comfortable to wait? As it's looking, if they wait, again, it's not going to help them, but every single buyer has their own opinion. And at least wave. Wave. Look, he's waving. Wave. Westside detached market sales ratio stats. Westside market is 13% sales ratio specifically, so it's a balanced market. Homes are selling for roughly 1% below list price. Neighborhood wise, strongest neighborhood, Dunbar, 22% sales to active listings ratio. 11 sales out of 50 listings. So they are in a seller's market in Dunbar at the strongest. The weakest is Cambie, 8% ratio. So relatively strong buyer's market. 4 sales out of 50 listings, strong buyer's market. And then price points, 7.5 million plus is your softest with a 2% sales ratio on the west side. 3 sales for 121 listings currently active over $7.5 million, which is kind of crazy. So a very strong buyer's market. If you're buying above $7.5 million, you have lots of leverage right now. 2.5 to 3.5 million is the strongest seller's market on the west side. 39% sales to active listings ratio. 25 sales for 73 listings. So a very, very strong seller's market, which is roughly maybe slightly over the entry level of that 2.5 million. So again, like most entry levels of any segment of the market, it's gonna be the busiest, and the detached market is rolling along very, very smoothly right now. So some words from our Greater Vancouver Director of Economics and Data Analysis at the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver. Despite the welcome increase in inventory, the overall market balance continues inching deeper into seller's market territory, which suggests demand remains strong for well-priced and well-located properties. So again, waiting doesn't pay. I think it's been now proven over 2 years of increases. Remember, March 2022 is when the rate increases began. We had a Bank of Canada meeting today, which we'll jump into shortly, but 2 years of essentially very easily held price points. There's been huge dramatic changes, drops in activity, in inventory. People just chose to pull their homes off the market and not sell. And even in this rate environment, we've seen that it's a bubble, it's gonna die, it's gonna fall, everyone's gonna get foreclosed, yada, 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 from the naysayers below. It just hasn't happened yet. Now, arguably 50% of the market who does, remember, 50% of the market in Vancouver has no mortgage. 50% of the mortgaged market hasn't seen rate changes yet. So may that last 50% adjust things? Maybe, but the first 2 years of it has really shown that there is a lot of resilience on the ownership and selling side, and there's really not a lot of sensitivity to them in having to get sold, having to dump pricing, or anything along those lines. You may see the little caveated one-offs and stuff like that, but at mass, absolutely not. And now it looks like they've waited long enough. There's anticipation in the market of the rates finally changing at some point this year, which we'll chat about in a sec. So they are back into their seller's market territory and kind of back where they started. So again, just buyers, don't wait, and sellers, you have the leverage yet again to do what you need to do. Best performing areas in Greater Vancouver, this is always a fun one. East Burnaby, you know, 1 month best performing area is at a 3.6% increase, and a 1 year total best performing area is Pitt Meadows at 7.6% increase. That's total detached market 1 month. Again, East Burnaby up 4.5%. 1 year, Tawasin, 14.7%, Al. If you can believe those numbers. Condo market 1 month, East Burnaby, 3.1%. 1 year, Whistler, 13.5% is the increase that condo market has seen. And townhomes, Ladner at 8.9% for the 1 month. And the 1 year best townhome increase market was Pitt Meadows, 10.8%. You can see these increases, the ones that have done well, have done quite well. And again, all these numbers just point back to the strength of, can you just show the path she's taking here? Oh, just army crawling, slithering your way out. Can you say hi? Okay, so a lot of resilience in these numbers, and if these inventory numbers continue, yes, on one side, that's more options for the buyers. It may give a little less, in theory, leverage to sellers right now in the severity of a seller's market in all these markets. But as more inventory comes, we've seen that absorption also comes. So now when you do have the seller's market and the absorption rolls forward from them, in theory, we're going to continue to see stable pricing because the market has come back as soon as inventory has come and new benchmarks are created, further justifying and sustaining said seller's market. So there's no catalyst at this point yet that that will change, as that seems to just be starting to pick up again now. So that's that. Bank of Canada. Okay, this is gonna be the last point today. So they've held yet again. This is the sixth straight hold at 5%. So words from the meeting, too soon to adjust down based on inflation is the narrative. Looking for softness in wage growth. So we've talked about this before. This is always cart, horse, chicken, egg. They wanna see more softness in wage growth. So more pain in the market in general before justifying coming down. Wage growth, they're looking at as inflationary and obviously putting more money into the pockets of the people, and then there's more money out in the system. So they want to see softer wage growth. However, on the contrary, you've got the rates up, obviously currently as high as they are. So we need more pain in the economy by way of not just the variable rate holders, all dying for this rate to come down. As we know, bond market dictates the fixed rates and these Bank of Canada meetings dictate the floating rates or the variable rates. We want these to come down. So obviously there's a bit more breathing room. So before those come down, we need to see wage growth softening. So you need to be getting paid less money incrementally. So there's more pain in the market because there's still too much money going out, not now in the form of cheap loans, but in the form of strong wage growth. Strong wage growth, I'm not gonna dive into numbers of what that strength actually looks like incrementally, but that was one of the key targets that they're looking at, that the people are making too much money, which is inflationary, to adjust the rates down. Now, in addition to this, of course, they're also worried about the persistence of high inflation in the gas prices. Well, we've of course just got a new carbon tax again. I believe that's the fourth one, which is rigorously being justified from the top. And of course, shelter costs. So shelter costs, again, chicken before the egg. We need more homes. They're not getting built. Why are they not getting built if there's all this new density being allowed? Because the money to build them is too expensive. So the numbers don't make sense for developers to jump in, take all this risk, deal with all the bureaucratic BS to get a job done, and then after all the costs, where the market's at, sell at the profit they need to see, so they wait. So that, again, chicken, egg, what's going to come down first? And then finally, you've got young dictator at the top, Mr. Young Trudy, just fire hosing billions of dollars onto the economy in his obviously very obvious, we've seen his starting point for his new campaign coming into, he's got some time, October 2025 is the next federal election, but it seems like every meeting you see, every time he's on the screen, he had a nice tan last time I saw him on the screen, but every time it's just a new section of the economy that he's pouring billions of dollars on. Now, let's not forget, Bank of Canada has also mentioned all this stimulus, these economic stimulus that's going out is naturally inflationary. That's the foundation of the inflation we're seeing, if you will, government spending. Because remember, we're in debt, much like the US now, definitely not to their severity, but when he's spending these billions of dollars for whatever he's spending them on, that's all new money, new debt, just added onto the pile. Those aren't the tax dollars that we all are paying. Thanks for the cash. Let's apply the cash here. He's got the credit card out and your kids will pay for that later. Don't worry about it. So all of this stuff is inflationary. So while he's grabbing more money from the people with the carbon tax, homes are not getting built because the money's still too expensive. People are apparently making too much more money as is. Mr. Macklem doesn't like that, so he's waiting to see that decrease back down. But we need all this economic stimulus because we need to start showing that we're doing something here, why he needs to get elected back. There's just a lot going on there. And while this laundry machine just turns and turns and turns, nothing is really getting dealt with at the baseline of Bank of Canada says inflation needs to come down before they will do anything with the rates. And inflation is not coming down because of the reasons just stated. So again, rock in a hard place. We're pausing at 5%. And again, the people that are in variable are feeling that the most. The people that are coming out of fixed rates and are going to have to adjust up in their recommitments at the bank are going to feel that as well. So that's it. We've got consistent pain on the money front. And even with all that, as stated, the majority of what I just went through for the market update was all very positive to sellers. The momentum is there. The strength is there. As new inventory comes, the market absorbs it, even at these interest rate prices. So really, I think we're going to continue on here. My thought is that if they do, now I was originally calling, I think September is when they're going to start adjusting rates down. I think if they do it this year, that's probably still the starting point, assuming this inflation number comes down. But you at home need to ask for a smaller raise, naturally, and everything else is just going to come from that. So that's the update. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week and stay strong out there.